Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to call to order the Board of Trustees Finance Committee for July 21st, 2026. I'll call the order. First order of business is to adopt or amend the agenda as printed.
No amendments.
No amendments. So I'll look for a motion to approve the agenda, please.
So moved.
Second. And a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. The agenda is adopted. The next item is to approve the minutes from June 16th, 2026. Did everybody get a chance to look at those? I'll need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Next item we have is the second quarter 2026 financial report. Addy.
All right, that comes to me. All right, so the quarter two 2026 comparative financial report starts on 5 page of your packet. We have reached the halfway point of the year, and so far the finances are on track, but I just kind of wanted to walk you through a little bit of everything today since we are at that big halfway point. So once again, the first page, page 5, demonstrates all of the revenues and expenses year to date as of the end of June or quarter two. Page 6 is the snapshot of account balances, investments, and rates at the end of June. To touch on investments for a brief moment, you'll notice that the Eller's investment portion at the bottom has continued to increase. We did let a Magic CD expire in June and reinvested it with Eller's. With our updated deposit and investment policy, we are now able to have a more diverse portfolio. We are kind of seeing the last of some of the higher rates, like high 4%, low 5%, longer-term CDs mature out of our portfolio. While the current CD rates have been sitting at a high, like, 3% net rate, more recently, many have increased to a low 4% range, which is good for us. Like last week, we purchased a CD that matures in January of 2028 with a net rate of 4.15%. It's kind of the highest we've seen in a while. We continue to work on staggering our maturities to help reach our 27 and 28 investment revenue goals. Brandy and I continue to stay informed with monthly market updates, and based on recent information from economists, we may be seeing the continuation of higher rates. We also will be meeting with Eller's next week to kind of further discuss how to safely maximize our investments and cash flow. We do plan to invite the board back in August for a work session to kind of discuss some options we've been working on and to kind of get some direction from you. All right, moving on back to the report. On page 8, this shows the percent of revenues received against the budget. Overall, we're on track for where we should be for this year. Year to date, we've received 60.41% of our revenue for the operating budget. Some of these revenue lines are one-time payments, of course, and have thus already been received. But some that are monthly installments, such as patron receipts and interest income, are tracking higher than the 50% achievement goal for the halfway point of the year. Then on page 9 and 10, it shows the quarter two operating expenses presented against the spending from 2025. This is kind of where the quarterly report differentiates from the monthly financial statements. Our operating budget expenses are 46.8% spent and on track for the end of the quarter compared to 2025. I think proportionately, it's only like a 0.05% difference. Our personnel budget, which is our largest expense, of course, is coming in at 47.4% of the budget due to some open positions. For comparison, we were at 47% last year. Some of the budget lines appear well under the 50% spent mark, and some appear over or nearly full. Some expenses are either front-loaded or back-loaded to different times of the year, depending on the budget line. All of these are pretty normal for the library. A few expense lines that are tracking higher are sales tax due to patron receipts being up and legal services. Fuel costs are currently sitting at the 50% spent mark because of how we pre-fund our account with First Fuel Banks each quarter. We are keeping an eye on our overall balance and spending with First Fuel Banks and tracking use mileage and miles per gallon monthly. The last part on this is page 11 and 12. You will see the quarter two fund balance activity. Just spending on these pages represent the activities of the capital, grant, and various gift funds that are kind of designated or restricted revenue. So that's kind of the brief overlook for the halfway point of the year. Does anyone have any questions?
I got on the legal services, I would imagine that's due to labor negotiations?
A big part of it, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of meetings.
What?
That was a lot of meetings.
No, it was, yeah.
Yeah. We were tracking.
I mean, we got it done. I would have to say that it was done in a pretty timely fashion compared to some of the other ones I participated in.
Yeah, for sure. And we were tracking high on that in quarter one when those negotiations happened, and just hasn't caught up yet. So,
And I, the other comment I have was like, everybody knows what happens when they pull up to the gas pump. There's nothing we can do about that part.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm glad you're really tracking that, though. I mean, with all the details on it. With the mileage.
Excel is our friend, that's for sure. So.
Good. Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. That's a great report. We're on track, and so we'll look for a motion to approve the financial report.
Motion made.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or comments on it? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. The next item is the 2027 Great River Regional Library budget proposal.
All right. Anything?
Do you want to do kind of talk a little bit about what how you got to where we are today, and then I'll read the statements from.
Yes, I would love folks. That. Thank you. All right. So the 2027 annual budget proposal begins on page 13 of your finance packet. Page 15 is the proposal summary, and the rest of the pages kind of break down the budget by category. At the June Finance Committee meeting, management received direction from the committee to bring the budget increase down to a 2.5% overall increase, down from 2.71%. We have met this decrease in the increase, so to speak, by reducing the personnel budget line by $20,500, specifically the extra time pool, which is used for paying substitutes and for allowing staff to take training. The approved budget request of $2,400 for the new benefits administration platform, Employee Navigator, was also added to the HRIS payroll services budget line. With these two changes implemented, this brought the signatory contribution portion down by $18,100 from the preliminary budget amount. Each county's contribution was reduced proportionately in alignment with the three factors. A reminder that this budget does include the use of $350,000 in surplus rollover, as well as about $63,000 in reserves as part of the spending and recovery plan. One thing to keep in mind with this is with the current plan, we do see a reduction in reserves use with each passing budget year, and this does result in an increase in signatory contributions. Of course, wage increases and budget lines impacted by inflation also increase contributions. We do propose no additional plan or no addition to the spending and recovery plan at this time. Finally, on the last page of the packet, page 22, it illustrates the 2027 signatory factor table. The bottom left in green lists the 2027 proposed signatory amounts. The bottom middle shows the 2026 amount, and the bottom right shows the change between the 2 years. So tonight we are seeking approval for the committee for this annual budget in order to complete the budget process timeline.
And then neither Terrell nor Bobby were able to be here tonight, and so I did reach out to both of them to get a statement from them. And Bobby's statement to read, he just said, in regards to the 1.57% increase for Morrison County, it appears that that amount is reasonable for Morrison County to absorb at this time. If I would learn differently, I will promptly notify Great River staff. And then from Commissioner Clark, for the Finance Committee, she wrote, I support the approval of the June meeting minutes and the updated financials. I support the approval of the revised 2027 GR budget proposal, and thanks staff leadership for working with the Finance Committee to reduce the increase to 2.5%, minimizing the impact to property taxpayers while also minimizing any negative impact to our patrons, staff, ability to successfully implement our strategic plan, and financial sustainability. So those were the two statements that I have from the commissioners who couldn't be here this evening.
Yeah, so are there any other comments or questions by the Finance Committee?
So on this here, the totals on the bottom is 3.32% increase, the total with all counties, but our average for the county is, or for the library system is 2.5.
Right.
Okay. That I would suggest that you stress that, mm-hmm. because they're going to look at this here when you pass it out, and they're going to say, well, it's, you know, 3.32, and yeah, some counties are more than 2.5, and some counties are less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we stressed a 2.50.
Right. Right.
And, you know, if we'd went to zero levy increase, some counties would still have an increase regardless.
Exactly.
And that's got to be stressed because it's your usage, your capital, or your tax capacity dollars. What else is in there?
It's population, borrowing numbers, and net tax capacity.
Net tax. So, I mean, it's not controlled entirely by your library.
Right.
You know, you got other things that happen within your county.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, especially for my county.
Yes.
Well, and that's why we wanted to work a little bit harder to see if we can get it down that little bit more, and I appreciate that. Thank you for your hard work and getting that done. And does anybody have any concerns with that? Okay, then we'll look for a motion to approve the 2027 budget for next year.
So moved.
Do we have a motion? Okay. We have a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you all very much. On behalf of Addie and myself, this being our first time through this, thank you for being such amazing partners in this process. We really appreciate you.
Thank you again for your hard work. Going back to the table and looking at all the numbers again and working hard to get it down. So,
all right.
Thank you. Next meeting, you said we'll have a workshop?
Yes. We would like to bring folks back for a work session in August.
It is in the
big board packet.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It's the 18th, if I recall correctly.
Okay.
Something like that.
It's the third Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. August 18th. Yeah, that's correct. And that would just be at 6 o'clock, not a separate finance committee.
Anymore. Okay.
Okay.
Just the regular big board.
All right. Then I think our business is done for the finance committee. I'll call for adjournment.
So move.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.